Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. It is Thursday morning, and coming up a little bit later on today is the Farmers Market, and it's a music extravaganza at the Westwood Mall in Marquette Township. And performing will be a group called Bayou Chocolat. And with me to talk about it from the group is Gail Braden. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. First of all, let's talk about the band, the group. What is it? Give us a little overview.
We play Cajun music, traditional Cajun music from Southwest Louisiana. Wonderful. So this is fun music. It's two steps. It's waltzes, you know, and it's really the kind of music that makes people want to jump up onto their feet and start dancing.
What's the instrumentation? What have you got in the group?
Well, we play acoustic. We have two fiddles. We have a triangle, a Cajun accordion, which is a button diatonic accordion. We have a stand-up bass and two rhythm guitar players. And, of course, we have vocals.
Wow, that's actually a good lineup there. But that means you can kind of really do a little bit of everything in that traditional Cajun sort of feel.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, nothing like a Cajun accordion to really make it sound Cajun. And twin fiddles is another aspect, really, of the Cajun sound.
What's the history here? How did this all come to be?
Well, a couple of us had decided we wanted to play Cajun music, but I mean, it was a matter of buying a fiddle and buying a Cajun accordion. And we went down to Louisiana and actually went to what's called Balfa Camp, which is a camp that anybody can go to at any level of musical skill and learn Cajun culture, Cajun dancing, and, of course, learn the instrument, learn the songs.
So you really took the journey.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And actually, several of us in the band have been down there many times since. There are great jams down there and workshops and all that kind of thing.
I mean, I've heard of it, and I've listened to it, and I've heard it at various locations. I've been to New Orleans myself. I've heard it at the Hiawatha Music Festival. But for folks that maybe aren't familiar with, when we hear the term Cajun music, how would you describe it to them?
Well, first of all, it really comes from the area around Lafayette. So it's Southwest Louisiana. There are all these little towns, Opelousas, Eunice, Church Point, Timemu, all these little places where music is, Cajun music is very much alive and well. It's happy music. It's fast. It's raucous. That kind of thing. This is not like a real refined sound at all.
Right. It's dance music.
It's dance music.
It is dance and kind of let the good times roll kind of music, isn't it?
That's right. And so they used to have house parties. That's what really. So these people live there. They live in a very remote rural area and were very isolated for years. So they have their own kind of dialect of French. That they speak Cajun French. And their own, culinary things that they have, gumbo, jambalaya, all that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But they also have their own brand of music that stayed kind of isolated and therefore a little unusual.
We're talking with Gail Braden this morning. She's with the group Bayou Chocolat. They are going to be performing at the Westwood Mall, part of the Farmers Market, events that are going on a little bit later on today. That's going on from 5 to 8. We encourage you to get down there and check them out. What's the history of this group? You mentioned that a couple of you wanted to play, then you kind of got it together, and you got a few more, and it's turned into this group.
Six-piece group. We just had people contact us and said, hey, we'd like to play some Cajun music. And the group has changed a little bit. We've been doing this for a while, four or 5 years. And so we've had a couple different fiddle players in there and things like that. But yeah, people just expressed an interest. And so we'd get together and learn the songs. And we do, we get together regularly in practice.
Yeah, of course.
We definitely do, because we just love to play the music, whether we're playing out, or not.
Sure.
Really. We have played, though, Thursday on 3rd in Marquette, and the Blueberry Festival at the Pocket Park in Marquette, and we played up at Falling Rock Cafe in Munising.
You're out there and you're doing it.
We're doing it.
It sounds like a labor of love, though.
Oh, it is. Oh, for sure, it is.
Well, let me ask you this: what was it about this music that made you want to not only learn how to play it, but take the journey to Louisiana and really learn about all of it? What was it that really moved for you?
It's almost hard to put into words. Part of it is it is accessible.
Yes.
It really is accessible. There are people that are willing to teach it and share it, and really welcome you. I'm like, I'm never going to be a Cajun, but I feel very welcome, when I go down there. And I think also just the sound of the music makes me happy. Just if I put a CD on in my car and listen to some Cajun music, it makes me very happy.
I have heard it in multiple locations. I've sat in with bands to play it. I mean, by no means am I someone that is a master of it, but it is accessible as a music too, which makes it really enjoyable. It's kind of like many other, it's sort of like polkas. It's sort of like upbeat blues songs. You kind of, even country songs, you know where it's going to go.
Absolutely.
Right.
Most of these songs are played in G and C. Yeah. And the reason for that is because the Cajun accordion, the old Cajun accordions, really were only tuned in G and C. The one accordion could play in G and C. The fiddle's tuned down one full step on each string, so that makes it easier to play in C and G, because the two middle strings are C and G, you know?
I like that. That's good. That's probably why I was able to sit in, because it's a couple of chords, at least, that I know, and I think a lot of people know, and it's a lot of fun. Again, you guys are going to be playing this evening right around 5-ish or so, just when things get going at the Westwood Mall. We encourage people to come on out, and Gail, it sounds like it's just going to be a lot of fun if people come.
I think it will be a lot of fun, and often when we play, we see people up and dancing like mad. So we'd love to see that tonight, too.
That is Gail Braden, and she is with the group Bayou Chocolat. They are going to be performing later this evening over at the Westwood Mall. Stop in and check it out. Gail, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
If you missed any of our interview with Gail, I'll put a couple highlights up on our website at sunny.fm. It's all about keeping you moving musically here on Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.